faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman.
Kellogg's Pep. Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent is worried about the mysterious absence of his young co-workers, unaware that Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin stand in dire peril of their lives.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. You know, even if you tried, I'll bet you couldn't think of a more exciting prize than those comic buttons in that brand new series Kellogg's Pep is putting out. Think of it. Brenda Starr and Flash Gordon, Vitamin Flintheart, and Superman in full brilliant colors on sturdy white enameled metal buttons that look mighty swell pinned on your jacket or your dress or cap. 18 new and different buttons in this new series to collect and to trade duplicates with your friends. Boy, what a hobby. What fun to compare notes on how many all the fellows and girls have collected and to look for a new one whenever Mom opens a new package of Pep. That's the easy way and the only way to get these comic buttons, you know. These bright colored and keen looking, believe me. So get busy on your collection, gang. It's easy as anything. You don't have to send in any money, not even a box stop. And you can't buy these Pep comic buttons anywhere. You get them just by asking Mom to get you some Kellogg's Pep and looking inside each package for your prize. Yes, sir. Kellogg's Pep is a prize package, all right. Such a super delicious dish for breakfast that, well, you practically can't resist it. Why, those toasted flakes of good whole wheat are crisp and golden and loaded with catchy sunshine flavor. Good for you, too. Sure, Mom knows that. So ask her to get you lots of P-E-P, the sunshine cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
And now the adventures of Superman.
In a well-meaning attempt to recover $450, which Poco, editor Perry White's little cook, had been swindled out of by racketeers operating a bogus song publishing company, Cub reporter Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin, Daily Planet copy boy, stepped into danger. Their intentions discovered by the racketeers, the self-styled Professor Blessing and Froggy, his henchman, Jimmy and Beanie were knocked unconscious, then tied up and left in the professor's locked office. When they came to, they threw themselves against the desk, hoping to dislodge the telephone and so be able to call for help. But in so doing, they overturned a smoking stand on which a smoldering cigar still rested. A moment later, fire leaped swiftly through the office. And as we continue now, the flames are spreading through the old office building. Their arms and legs bound tightly.
Trouble and you're going to get it. Go to work on them, Froggy.
As we continue now in Professor Blessing's private office, Froggy, the professor's burly, flat-nosed henchman, is advancing on Jimmy and Beanie, a snub-nosed revolver almost hidden in his huge hand. Listen.
Slip us mark money and turn us over to the cops, huh, Mr. Reporter?
Me?
Hey, don't point that gun at us, mister. It might go off.
Hold it, Froggy.
Huh? What for, Professor?
You can't shoot in here. You want to have everybody in the building and the cops on our necks?
Gee, that's right. I forgot about the noise.
No, wait, Professor.
You better not try any funny business. Remember, my paper knows where I am.
Yeah, that's right.
How interesting. Slug them now, Froggy.
Hey! Jeepers, Jim's out like...
Good work, Froggy. That takes care of them.
I don't get it. What you just want to knock them out for, Professor?
If you had a brain in your head, you'd know. Quick, there must be some rope in the other office. Get it.
What for? Ain't we just going to shoot them?
Will you stop asking questions and do as you're told?
Well, sure, but...
And do it fast. I'll gag them meanwhile.
Oh, Chief, this is Clark Kent. Listen, I want you to talk to Poco.
I was just about to leave the house. I'll be in the office in an hour.
Well, I'm glad I caught you before you left. I want you to talk...
Aurora muffled by the Man of Steel's body.
Hey, the tank exploded.
Well, how come we're alive?
Hey, look, it's Superman.
All right, boys. Everything's under control. You're the foreman of the shop, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm okay. What happened?
Well, obviously somebody, and I think I know who, tried to blow the Daily Planet to Kingdom Come. Everything's all right now, though. All you have to do is disconnect this wrecked machine from the line. The other presses weren't injured. Better get busy, or you'll be late getting out this edition. And from what I hear, it's a mighty important one. So get them rolling. See you all again. Up and away! ¶¶
Pat loaded one of our presses with enough dynamite to blow this whole building to bits.
On the level, Chief?
Certainly. And if not for Superman, you, me, Jim, Beanie, and all the staff wouldn't be here now.
Hey, it's a lucky thing Superman happened to be around, isn't it?
You're not kidding. Why, oh, when I think of what almost happened, I get weak in the knees.
Well, take it easy. It's all over now, Chief. But will you admit now that I was right?
Right. Right about what?
About Tom Stedman, the watchman, not being drunk last night.
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, it should be perfectly obvious that Tom was slugged last night, just as he said he was, by whoever put the dynamite in the press motor.
But,
Then, as I see it, the dynamiters poured liquor over him and put an empty bottle in his hand.
Yes.
So that we would think he was drunk and so be inclined to disbelieve his story of an intruder being in the press room.
Then they figured we wouldn't bother to make a careful search and we wouldn't discover the dynamite, eh?
Exactly.
Hey, George, I think you're right, Kent. But who in thunder did it?
Why, the real estate racketeers, of course.
The racketeers?
Sure. They warned you yesterday that unless you stopped attacking them in the planet, they'd stop us, didn't they?
Yes, but... Oh, no, they wouldn't have the nerve, Kent.
What?
I've said it before, and I repeat. Racketeers are cowards.
But I tell you...
They operate with lying words, not with dynamite.
Chief, what more has to happen to make you realize that this particular gang is different? That they're operating a big money business of swindling thousands of war veterans out of millions of dollars.
I know, but...
They don't want their juicy racket ruined, so they'll stop at nothing. Why, they're ruthless. Look, don't forget, they didn't hesitate to murder a police detective and a veteran who tried to expose them. Now they've just tried mass murder.
Well, maybe you're right at that, Kent.
Maybe I'm right. Of course I'm right. Who else would dare try to blow up the Daily Planet, and why?
The dirty scoundrels.
Wait a minute. Take it easy, Chief.
Take it easy? After they almost succeeded in murdering us?
Well...
Why, this is the greatest outrage I ever heard of.
I know, but that doesn't mean that...
Do those mobsters think that this is Nazi Germany, where they can shoot people who object to being swindled and dynamite newspapers?
We'll show them they're wrong, Chief, but we've got to move softly.
You bet we'll show them they're wrong, but we won't move softly. I'm going to put out an extradition on this dynamite story.
Oh, no, Chief. Listen, you can't
No, Chief, me.
But I tell you...
I'm going to smoke those rats out into the open.
But that
I'll
won't...
put so much heat on them, they'll be easy pickings for the police.
But, Chief, listen, please. That's the wrong approach.
Why?
Why? You'll only incite them to more violence.
Nothing of the sort. I'll throw the fear of public opinion and the law into them.
I tell you, that is not the way to fight those fellows. Now, take my advice. Lay off them for a while in the planet.
Lay off?
Yes. Let them think we're scared. Then I'll go after them alone.
You?
Sure. We know they operate through temporary real estate offices. All right, I'll investigate every land and building advertisement, contact the veterans who receive circulars, and eventually I'll catch up with our racketeer friend.
And as I told you yesterday, you'll wind up in the city morgue.
Wish I could tell you how funny that is.
And I wish I could show you how crazy you are. Didn't you say yourself these fellows won't stop at anything?
Yes, but that...
And
doesn't...
you want to tackle them alone?
Well, sure, but I...
No. I can't waste any more time on such nonsense.
But I...
I've got an extra paper to get out.
But, Chief...
No more
can...
arguments.
But I only
this
want
to... The city is faced with one of the greatest threats in its history.
I know,
and I
but...
still say the way to fight it is with the power of the press.
The power
I'll
of the
show those murderers what they're up against.
All right,
and I'll
can...
show them in headlines.
Will you please...
Just you wait and see.
But, Mr. Kent...
Well, how are we going to call them with our hands tied behind us?
That's right. Wait. We only have to dial the O for the operator. When she answers, we'll give her the number.
How are we going to dial even one number?
That pencil over there on the floor.
Huh?
I'll put the pencil in my teeth and dial the operator that way.
Gosh, you think you can?
I've got to. It's our only chance. Come on now. Roll over to the desk and bump that telephone off.
Yep. I can bump it off.
We've got it. Come on, let's get busy. Before the professor and Froggy get back.
Gritting their teeth, Jimmy Olsen and Beanie Martin roll across the carpet to Professor Plessy's desk and begin butting themselves against it in a desperate effort to knock over the telephone and thus contact Clark Kent before the racketeers return. We'll know what happens in a moment when we return for the startling climax of today's episode. So stand by!
You know, gang, I was passing the school in our neighborhood this morning just about recess time, and I met up with a couple of kids who were really going to town collecting that brand new series of comic buttons from packages of Kellogg's Pep. They got a swell start on collecting all 18 different buttons. Right then, they were swapping duplicates with each other. One young fella had two Superman buttons, and the other had two of Barney Google. Each one needed the button that the other had two of to add to his collection. Yes, sir, it's mighty exciting fun to compare notes with your pals and see who has the most different Pep comic buttons. Seems like, you're not in the swing these days unless you're collecting these swell prizes.
Well, now, we'll be back in a moment to find out. So stand by.
Say, gang, you know, don't you, that there are 18 new and different comic buttons in this brand new series that now come in packages of Kellogg's Pet. So you better get busy right away on your collection. You'll want every single one of them, Toots and Casper, Flash Gordon, Superman, and all the rest, because they're doggone smart-looking, done up in full comic strip colors on a clear white enameled background so that the pictures of your funny paper favorites stand out like anything. And also because it's no end of fun working on your collection, swapping duplicates with your pals and comparing notes on who's collected the most different buttons. And the best part is these Pep comic buttons are so easy to get. You don't have to send in a single penny, not even a box stop, and you can't buy them anywhere. All you do is to make sure that Mom keeps you supplied with Kellogg's Pep, because there's a comic button inside every package of Pep you open. And is there a load of good eating in a package of Kellogg's Pep? Well, your breakfast bowl full of Pep looks a doggone golden and inviting. You can hardly wait to start right in. And your first spoonful of those sunny whole wheat flakes tastes a good. You settle down for a real session, believe me. So ask Mom to get P-E-P, the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
Late that evening, following a meeting with Police Inspector Henderson, Editor Perry White drove to his home in suburban Brentwood. Now, having parked his car in the garage, he pulls down the overhead garage doors and hears the lock click. Then turns toward his house, where in the lighted kitchen he can see Poco, his fat little cook, bustling about in white apron and high cocked hat preparing dinner. Suddenly, as the gray-haired editor is walking unsuspectingly along the graveled walk toward his rear door, four dark figures leap out from behind bushes and surround him.
Wait a minute, mister.
Hey? Who are you fellows?
That's him, all right. What? Okay, Ed, let him have it.
Oh!
At Brownie's command, a blackjack wielded by a heavy-shouldered man whistles through the air to thud on Perry White's head. The gray-haired editor groans and slumps to the ground. Rock Nielsen, head of the racketeers, told Brownie that there was one sure way to stop Perry White and the Daily Planet from exposing them. Did Nielsen mean death for the dauntless editor? What is in store for Perry White and our friends? Superman goes into action again now, so don't miss a moment of what happens. Be sure to be with us again tomorrow. Same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at the same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. Hey, when you wake up in the morning and you can see your breath on the frosty air, gang, that's Crumbles weather. Just calls for a toasty kind of cereal with zip and go. Calls for toasty words like crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Crumbles, sure, just fits, doesn't it? Kellogg's Crumbles, sort of sweet and nettle rich. The only cereal in the whole wide world made in those little crinkly shreds of good whole wheat. It's Crumbles weather, gang. Time for crisp, crunchy, crinkly. Kellogg's Crumbles. And be sure to be with us tomorrow for the thrilling adventures of Superman. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.